This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you. Live off the record with Cheval Goulang is sponsored by Burger King, Royal Fidelity Bank and Trust, Royal Star Assurance, BTC, and Janae's Uniform Center.
Welcome to Z Live. I'm Cheval Goulang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Friday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call at all on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232, or you can call us on 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259, 325-4259. You can also text us on 422-4796, that's 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp us on 439-3043. We are, of course, live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow Channel 612. That's BTC Flow Channel 612. So today, I have a headache. I really do. I ain't lie to y'all. I mean, I have a headache for many reasons, but I have a headache today. And there seems to be a great deal of conversation circulating, really questions circulating about various things happening. Questions about whether the Minister of Health honorarium for COVID-19 performance. Let me tell you all something. There isn't a notion in my head that could conceive that any such thing has happened. I have to tell you all. I mean, listen, anything is possible on planet Earth, but I ain't gonna put my hand on the chopping block because I can't be that sure about anything. But if something like that has happened, it would be just stunning to someone like me who has participated in the government of the Bahamas. So that has been outrightly denied by the Ministry of Health. And I'm a little unclear about whether or not the award to the minister's driver and assistant took place, because my reading of the press release suggested something different, but I'm reading in the Nassau Guardian something that is suggesting that they did in fact, but just my reading was off. But as to the minister, I haven't gotten an honorarium for that purpose. That to me, that don't even arise, right? But it's a question. And then, you know, there's questions about who the beneficial owners of various companies that may have gotten contracts under the IMF-funded pandemic response And it seems to me that steps are being taken to answer that question. I shall have some things to say about that, but not today. Not today. But there are questions. When is the next election going to be held? Is it going to be soon or sooner or later? Questions. Anyways, so what I'm going to do for you and me today, in case you have a headache like me, is we're going to try to take it a little easy today by playing songs that ask questions. You know, and you'll be surprised at how many songs there are that actually ask questions. Maybe you won't be surprised because especially if you were born in the 80s and 90s, and then you would know that there are quite a number of such songs. Well, I can't imagine anybody asking a more appropriate song than the one and only great Marvin Gaye, who just simply wanted to know what's going on. What's really going on? COVID-19, what's going on? With the vaccines, what's going on? With people's thinking about science, what's going on? Well, like I said, the brother Marvin Gaye, the late, had some questions. So we're going to start ourselves off with that. What's going on?
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and get here today. Picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me, so you can see. Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on? Oh, what's going on?
Right on.
Everybody thinks we're wrong. Oh, but who are they to judge us simply cause our hair is long? Oh, you know we've got to find
drink some understanding here today.
Oh, 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 picket lines and picket signs, punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me, so you can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what.
Right on, right on.
Yeah, Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Listen, it's not just in public life and private life and families and friendships and partnerships and all kind of ways. You just kind of wonder, you know, what in the world is going on, you know? And it's so prevalent now to just be asking questions. I mean, asking questions is not a problem. But boy, if you can't get answers, you know what happens? People just fill that space up with suspicion, fill that space up with assumptions, prepositions, all kinds of things. And the next thing you know, boom, shakalaka, boom, all kind of issues, all kind of challenges, all kinds of problems. But, you know, y'all remember, I don't know, some of you who may have graduated in the 70s, 80s, maybe, there was a song that used to play. I don't know. I suspect it was related to graduation in some ways. I certainly know and believe it was a graduation theme for one of the schools that I am familiar with. But it certainly was a very reflective song, just similar to Marvin Gaye's song, What's Going On. But it's a sweetly reflective song sang by the great Diana Ross. Y'all remember this song? Do you know where you're going to? Do you like the things that life is throwing? Oh, what a beautiful. So anyway, you could hear it for yourself and maybe reflect on it. Yes, sir. Do you know? Somebody sent me a note saying St. John's 1988 graduation song. See, I knew it was associated maybe with more than just their graduation, but certainly that's one. I knew it was a graduation song. I when it came out, lots of people were I suppose, reflecting on that. Anyway, so we are in this Far Back Friday. We're questioning the day. So we question lots of days. So don't take it personally. My mother said to me, she said, "Boy, you couldn't tell me you was on no Far Back Friday when I first heard you start talking, because I'm not getting in no politics today like that." I mean, there's some heavy politics to get into. I mean, and by that I mean public policy matters, but not today. So you know, maybe we won't get into that. You know, I have a 12-year-old son, and believe it or not, one of his favorite songs is a questioning song that I'm gonna play next. I mean, this boy, 12 years old, and if you give him a phone to play YouTube songs while we're driving, this is one of the songs he comes up with. And I don't know, he must be one of them little Michael Jackson type baby, because what he know about this? He has this song by the Bee Gees, "How Deep Is Your Love?" How deep do you know? The Bee Gees, "How Deep Is Your Love?"
I feel you touch me in the pouring rain, and the moment that you wander far from me, I wanna feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love, then you softly leave, and it's me you need to share. How deep is your love? I really need to learn, 'cause we're living in a world of fools, breaking us down, when they all should let us be. We belong to you and me.
I believe in you. You know the door to my very soul. You're the light in my deepest, darkest doubt. You're my savior when I fall. And you may not think I care for you, when you know down inside that I really do. Me, you need to show how deep is your love.
Is your love, how deep is your love? I really mean to learn. Down
Let's face it, in an increasingly competitive market, your business needs a competitive edge. That means offering your employees the benefits they want. Give them the benefit of retiring their way with the RF Multi-Employer Pension Plan. Choose from some of the best performing investment funds in the market while taking advantage of low administrative costs and professional management. Whether you're a team of 2 or 2,000, our pension specialists can design a plan for you. Contact us at pensions@rfgroup.com to learn more about the RF Multi-Employer Pension Plan. RF, money at work.
Shop early for Janae's Mix and Match Specials. Get all your school uniforms, neckties, socks, shorts, character towels, raincoats, umbrellas, colorful backpacks, underclothes, and tights. Mix and match 4 school shirts. Free monogrammed or free. Mix and match 2 skirts, jumpers, or pants. And get the third one 50% off. Janae's COVID-19 Customer Recovery Assistance. Relaxed restrictions allowing mix and match. WhatsApp 817-3295 or go online at www.janaes.com. Do you know you can get your business cards designed and printed for as low as 18 cents a card? If it's a poster you want, you can pay as little as $6 a square foot. If your print needs are short or long run, digital printing, wide format, or print consultation, call the best. Call Printmasters. Printmasters' goal is to provide its clients with the highest level of personal, professional service at an affordable price. Our state-of-the-art technology also makes working together efficient and easy. Laminations, business cards, flyers, posters, window and floor decals are just a few of the digitized print services offered at Printmasters.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Have I told you lately that I love you? Have I told you there's no one else above you? Fill my heart with gladness, take away all my sadness, ease my troubles, that's what you do. For the morning sun and all its glory greets the day with hope and comfort too. You fill my life with laughter and somehow you make it better. Ease my troubles, that's what you do. There's a love that's divine and it's yours and it's mine like the sun. And at the end of the day we should give thanks and pray to the one, to the one. Have I told you lately that I love you? Have I told you there's no one else above you? Fill my heart with gladness, all my sadness, ease my troubles, that's what you do. Else above you. You feel take away my sadness, ease my troubles, that's what you do. Take away all my sadness, fill my life with gladness, ease my troubles, that's what you do. Take away all my sadness, fill my life with gladness, ease my troubles, that's what you do.
If you can find that in a relationship, you will have a sweet spot. I don't even know that too many people with Jesus in their hearts, they say, with a relationship with Jesus, they say, can easily say, you fill my heart with gladness. Take away all my sadness. Ease my troubles. That's what you do. While we might have a little period in church and get it off and then go on and all kind of issues drum up in the life, and that peace and that calmness, that don't last too long for so too many people I could see. But I can tell you this one thing, if you have it and you find it, well, listen, make sure you tell people you love them here. Yeah? I'm not just talking about intimate romantic love. That's a wonderful thing to have too. But you can have that in some companionships, in some friendships, in some partnerships, in some family relationships. And some people even talking it too much, because, you know, a lot of people that say, I love you, and don't mean by them, but their behavior says something entirely different. Talking about the kind of I love you in words that can be easily verified by actions. And that is a wonderful place to be. And you know, you don't know the extent to which you are loved until things don't work out, ain't working out, like when you have issues, right? The Bible tells us that we are to love our enemies. So that's why I tell people love is so profound, that it isn't about whether I like you. It isn't about whether I feel good about you and that kind of stuff, because I'm not expected to like nor feel good about my enemies, but I'm instructed to love them. So even when you are in an intimate relationship or you are in some close relationships, people saying to you they love you is profound and wonderful. But remember, they owe a love to their enemies, according to the scriptures. But when people like you, when they want to be around, and they want to maintain and build on that companionship with you, that's an entirely different story altogether. I heard a comedian say, boy, I never heard. So, say, I've heard newscasts of people killing their loved ones, but I ain't never heard but nobody like killing someone they like. It was funny, but I understood the point that he was making. But things can get out of hand. And when things get out of hand, you start to dislike people. When people say things you don't like, when people do things you don't like, etc., then dislike comes in. That's an unpleasant feeling to what? But if you love somebody, no matter how difficult it gets, the love remains. And you know, 50 Cent, this modern rap poet, has a song that asks 21 questions. And maybe today, maybe you have the same questions for some people. 50 Cent, 21 questions.
New York City. You are now rapping. With 50 Cent. You gotta love it.
I just wanna chill and catch stunts in my 745. You drive me crazy, shorty. I need to see you and feel you next to me. I provide everything you need, and I like your smile. I don't want to see you cry. Got some questions that I gotta ask, and I hope you can come up with the answers, baby.
Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me? It's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me?
If I fell off tomorrow, would you still love me? If I didn't smell so good, would you still hug me? If I got locked up and sentenced to a quarter century, could I count on you to be there to support me mentally? If I went back to a hoopty for my bands, Would you poof and disappear? Like some of my friends, if I was hit and I was hurt, would you be by my side? If it was time to put in work, would you be down to ride? I get out and chill and drive. I'm asking questions to find out how you feel inside. If I ain't rap, cause I flip burgers at Burger King, would you be ashamed to tell your friends you're feeling me? If I wrote you a love letter, would you write back? Now we can have a little drink, you know, a nightcap. And we can go do what you like, I know you like that.
Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me? Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me?
Now would you leave me if your father found out I was thugging? Do you believe me? Are you mad cause I'm asking you 21 questions? Are you my soulmate? Cause if so, girl, you're a blessing. Do you trust me enough to tell me your dreams? I'm staring at you trying to figure how you got in them jeans. If I was down, would you say things to make me smile? I treat you how you want to be treated, just teach me how. If I was with some other chick and someone happened to see, and when you asked me about it, I said it wasn't me. Would you believe me or up and leave me? How deep is our bond if that's all it takes for you to be gone? We only humans, girl, we make mistakes. To make it up, I do whatever it takes. I love you like a fat kid love cake. You know my style, I say anything to make you smile.
Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me? Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love
Could
for
you love me?
Me
in a bed? Could you love me on a bus? I'll ask 21 questions, and they all about us. Could you love me in a Bentley? Could you love me on a bus? I'll ask 21 questions, and they all about us.
Ah, boy, 21 questions. I didn't smell good. Would you still love me? Things that was, if I wasn't working, would you still love me? If I couldn't pay the bills, would you still love me? 21 questions. Welcome to Far Back Friday, where we are playing songs today that us ask questions. You know, all of us have questions. I could think I had questions. I still have questions. I have questions from back then I don't have answers to right now today. So questions abound, but we're playing songs today that raise and ask questions. If you have one, you could send it in. I have a couple from some people, and so we already had their questioning song on the list. I have a text here says, Mr. Lang, I enjoy your balanced, intellectual, witty, and really practical style of Z Live. Continue to inspire. Today's show is great reflection. Thanks so much for what you bring to every day discussion. Thank you very much. We try. You know, I tell people, I used to at one point speak about 100 times a year. I was all over the place speaking, churches, schools, conferences in and outside the Bahamas. And I always believed that whenever I spoke, that I should give people something. And this is how I described it. I should say something to you that you can use when you are standing over your iron board, ironing your clothes, because that's how practical and real it should be. We can get into many high erudite discussions, but in the end, what makes the most difference in each of our lives is to find wisdom we can use to better and improve our lives. And let me tell you something, man. This world we're living in is tough in too many instances now. It is tough. I mean, on a relational basis, even the relationship you have with yourself, it can be a struggle. It can be a real anxiety. The relationship you have with other people, whether that's somebody you love as an intimate partner or somebody you are just a family member, friends, it can be difficult at times, and it can be really painful and stressful and hurtful at times, right? Relationship with co-workers and partners. And then you have at the national level, the work relationship you can have leaders with their followers and so forth. It can be stressful as hell, man. And you got to be able to back off sometimes and just suck it in. suck it up, you know? Anyway, we're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be playing our Far Back Friday questioning songs. We'll be back after this break.
Summer is heating up, and Burger King Nassau is bringing the flavor. Introducing our all-new take on a classic chicken sandwich, the Barbecue Swiss Crispy King. Our new sandwich is full of smoky and tangy flavor and features our crispy chicken patty with tangy chipotle sauce, onion rings, bacon, Swiss cheese, lettuce, and tomato, plus a smoky barbecue sauce on a soft potato bun. The new Barbecue Swiss Crispy King chicken sandwich with fries and a Pepsi is a summer treat you will love to eat, but only available for a limited time, and only at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Enjoy an elevated mobile experience with BTC giving you
unlimited talk for the best conversations,
unlimited data for all your online fun,
and unlimited roaming to stay connected while overseas
for just $50 per line.
Unlock unlimited mobile talk, data, and roaming when you sign up for BTC Superfast Fiber Internet with speeds starting at 100 megabits per second. Enjoy more great savings and value. Upgrade or sign up today. Visit any BTC store or btcbahamas.com. Conditions apply.
Sheila, you okay? I see smoke coming from your window.
Chad, Johnny Moe's burning down the house frying chicken.
Your kitchen is a mess. You have insurance?
If I have insurance, I pulled my phone out, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and in no time, I was on live chat with RSA rep. Sent pics of the damage, filed my claim.
Wow, I don't think my insurance got that kind of.
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
At a time when jobs are hard to find, crime is a concern, and Bahamians are uncertain about the future of the country, there is one paper you can rely on as your source of news and commentary. The Nassau Guardian delves deeper into the issues. We ask the tough questions. We tell your stories. If you haven't already, pick up a copy today. The Nassau Guardian. News and views that matter since 1844.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
I could hardly believe it when I heard the news today. I had to come and get it straight from you. Someone swept your heart away from the look on your face. I see it's true. So tell me all about it. Tell me about the plans you're making. Oh, tell me one thing more before I go. We'll be right back.
That same question right there is why we have so much issues in the world. I can tell you that. Let me tell you something, right? You can fall deeply in love. Deeply, deeply in love. That's a fact. You can really feel strongly about somebody. But with the greatest respect to Michael Bolton, right? Listen, when you get to a place where your attachment to someone or something is so strong that you don't think you could live without it, that's when you start getting the psychological challenges that don't make no sense. Why? Because we human beings have issues in our lives, man. Some multiple issues. And sometimes those issues cause us to be unable and capable of connecting and staying connected in the way that we want. It's not sometimes, and you can't take it personally, right? It's just what it is. That's why with the greatest of trials and trance and efforts, relationships don't stay together. Intimate ones don't stay together. Marriage ones don't stay together. Partnerships don't stay together because sometimes things work for a season. Sometimes things only work for a reason. But to attach ourselves in ways that suggest that I'm not going to be able to live without you, and that you is an almighty God, that's where we can have some real issues and challenges. So I understand the song, beautiful song. But I bet you one thing, after that breakup, he moved on. you mind people. You mind them. Anyways, some people like have such drama in their relationship, such really difficult issues in their relationship. They manage to suck the very tenderness and value out of love itself, such that you got people like Tina Turner who sing a song, "What's Love Got to Do with It?" What's love got to do with it? That's how bad sometimes you can have relationships. And it ain't the love that was the problem, you know. In fact, I would suggest it was the absence of the love. In fact, if love had everything to do with it, the experience may have been different. But what we have is not love, ideas about love that get in the way. But anyway, you listen to Tina, she tell you the story about her question about love based on, you know, the drama in her life. What's love got to do with it? Tina Turner, somebody asked that too.
Touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. There's a name for it, there's a phrase that fits, but whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do, it's got to do with it? What's love but a second-hand emotion? What's love got to do, it's got to do with it? Who needs a heart? Can be broken. Oh, no.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Yes, sir. Could you be loved and be loved? Oh, yeah. That's the great Bob Marley. We're here on Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. And we are on this Far Back Friday asking questions through songs. People got questions. I got questions. You got questions. We all have questions. And so these songs of we have I saw about over almost 130 songs that have some question attached to it. I was sitting down watching a movie. I was watching Get On Up. You know, that's the movie about James Brown, played by the late Chadwick Boseman. And my son said to me, he said, "Daddy, you know, I don't know about these black movies. I don't know about these black movies because they have so much drama in it." He says, there's so much drama. I said, well, sometimes people love a lot of drama in their lives, and a lot of Black people have had drama in their lives. And so these pictures sometimes are just reflective of that drama. Of course, if you watch enough white movies, you see that lots of drama in those too. Because if you take the life of Elvis Presley and those, you see lots of drama and lots of things. But that wasn't his perspective that day. Especially if you watch them movies, my movies watch on Lifetime. Somebody always plotting to kill somebody, take somebody, husband, wife, do something. So you talk about drama. I know if you watch a Tyler Perry movie, you got plenty of drama, for sure. But life of lots of drama. So I had to tell him, you know, not everything is like that, not always like that. But fact of the matter is, you can have drama. Listen to me. Some of y'all are sending me requests for songs that don't have questions in it. If the song don't have a question in it, it's not a song for today. Today is songs that have an ask a question. Okay. That's what we're doing today. Like, let me give you an example. From Our Boys. I was driving on a bus in Japan, in Ibaraki, Japan. And I was sitting there and I was surrounded by Japanese people. And all of a sudden on the radio came, "Who let the dogs out?" Who? And you know, I was too excited. So that's a song asking a question. Bahamut, who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Well, the party was nice, the party was pumping.
Yippee-yi-yo.
And everybody having a ball. Until the fella started, he must respond to the call. I have a poor one shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
I see the young people had a ball, cause Billy Bondage get out. Get back, Ruffy, Bash Ruffy, get back, you flea infested mongrel. Gonna tell myself I'm man, no get angry.
Hey, yippee-yi-yo.
Two Eddie girls calling them canine. Hey,
yippee-yi-yo.
But they tell me, hey man, start up the party.
Yippee-yi-yo.
You put a woman in front and a man behind. I have a woman shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Say, my foggy is cutting if he don't have a bone.
Oh, doggy, hold your bone. Oh, doggy, hold it.
My doggy is cutting if he don't have a bone.
Oh, doggy, hold your bone. Oh, doggy, hold it.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
I see the young people had a ball, cause Billy Bondage get out. Get back, Ruffy, Bash Ruffy, get back, you flea infested mongrel.
Well, if I am a dog, the party is on. I gotta get my groove on, cause my mind I'm gone. Do you see the rays coming from my eye? Walking through the prison, Digimon is breaking them down. Me and my white socks, short, dealing, can't see color. Any color but you, I think I knew, that's why they call me Pitbull. Cause I'm the man of the land, when they see me, they say, ooh.
Who let the dogs out?
I have two things for that song. One brought back a memory, you know. I know folks are on the campaign trail now. And, you know, they got some serious people out there who support certain parties, support the FNM, the PLB, DNA, etc. And they just show you they ain't for you by letting the dogs out. nobody can tell me nothing, because I know too many people that has happened to, not only during my tenure, but in times before, in the old days, and even since that time. People want, they don't want you to come around their house, boy, they set them dogs loose on you. The second thing is, did Bahamian really say in that song that a doggy is nothing without a bone? Really? Like if a dog don't have a bone, the doggy ain't nothing. For real? Man, that's rough. That's like, you don't have no food, you ain't nothing, you have no clothes, you ain't nothing. Come on, man. who let the dogs out? I won't behind it. I was very proud when I was sitting in that Japanese bus listening to our folk thousands of miles away being played on that radio. And it is, and Bahamian actually a popular group, but certainly they were then very popular group in Japan. Very popular group. So Bryan Adams has a song that asks a question. And if you think about it, I mean, while it is, the subject of it is a female, you could ask this about a male too. I mean, and it really is a deep question actually, you know. The song asks the question, have you ever really loved a woman? Think about that for a moment. Many of you have been married, dated, so forth, right? You are married now, dating now. And the song said, have you really ever loved a woman? Have you really ever loved a man? And what does that mean, actually, that you say, I really love that woman? I really love that man. How would you know? How could you tell? What's the evidence of that? Some feeling? What if you don't feel good? What if you have the flu? Does the feeling still exist? What if they make you really, really angry? What if they disappoint you? What if they really offend you? What if they betray you? Is that love that makes you respond and react that way? Or is that self-serving feeling that any creature attacked or offended could have? What does it mean that you really love? And let's see if we find any. Maybe there's some answer in the question in the song that Bryan Adams asked. Have you ever really loved a woman?
Love a woman, to understand her, you gotta know her deep inside. Hear every thought, see every dream, and give her wings when she wants to fly. Then when you find yourself lying helpless in her arms, you know you're ready. Till you can feel her in your blood.
boy. Ah, boy. Have you ever really, really loved a woman? I can tell you one thing. If you really, really love a woman, if you really, really love a man, you're going to be vulnerable. You know what that means? It means that you're going to open yourself up and you're going to open yourself up and suffer the possibility of a great deal of affection and sometimes some hurt. That's the reality of love. God experiences that. He opened himself up, created men and women with free will, and they turned around and kicked him in the butt because love does that. It makes you vulnerable because you give people the best of yourself, the best of your love, the best of your grace, and sometimes, not maliciously, sometimes out of their own self-serving interest, sometimes naively, sometimes ignorantly, sometimes maliciously, they can hurt you. And that's the reality of it. And that's the love will do that to you. Sometimes people, in an effort not to be hurt that way, will circle themselves to protect themselves. And so they try to do everything in the world to make sure their territory is safe for them. Well, you know what happens when you do that? The wall that you use to protect yourself becomes your prison. And so you keep out even the affection and the good opportunities that could in fact be yours because you're busy protecting yourself. If you really, really love a woman, if you really, really love a man, sometimes those walls are going to have to break down. And you're going to let some good things in and some other things that may be a challenge. This is the nature of flawed humanity. That to get to the best dillies, gotta climb up top the tree where the limbs may be frail. To get to the roses, gotta push your hands where the thorns are, right? Well, to get sometimes the wine grapes, you got to push your hands and face where the wasps are. Because that's the nature of the beast, the nature of the love that we can have for each other. I don't really know this song, but it was asked. It was a request sent by somebody, by Dionne Warwick. Who, what, when, where, why? Dionne Warwick.
Don't you lie.
Enjoy an elevated mobile experience with BTC giving you
unlimited talk for the best conversations,
unlimited data for all your online fun,
and unlimited roaming to stay connected while overseas.
For just $50 per line.
Unlock data and roaming when you sign up for BTC Superfast Fiber Internet with speed starting at 100 megabits per second. Enjoy more great savings and value. Upgrade or sign up today. Visit any BTC store or BTCBahamas.com. Conditions apply.
Let's face it, in an increasingly competitive market, your business needs a competitive edge. That means offering your employees the benefits they want. Give them the benefit of retiring their way with the RF Multi-Employer Pension Plan. Choose from some of the best performing investment funds in the market while taking advantage of low administrative costs and professional management. Whether you're a team of 2 or 2,000, our pension specialists can design a plan for you. Contact us at pensions@rfgroup.com to learn more about the RF Multi-Employer Pension Plan. RF, money at work.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
yourself tonight? Sometimes you have to. Sometimes to soothe your aching heart, sometimes to calm your frazzled mind, sometimes to ease your sharp and pungent pain. You gotta feel some love, you know? And I can't help you with that all together, but hey, perhaps you'll find a bit. Welcome to Z Live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, where we are on this Far Back Friday playing some songs that ask questions. It is just, you know, nice songs, so it gets to relax you today on this Friday from some of the hassles and headaches of the week as we move into the weekend. So we're trying to. Young Tevin Campbell sang a song that was produced by Quincy Adams. Beautiful song. He sang it as a child, but as he was getting a little older, Tevin had a song. You know, it was almost like this teenage love that was starting to kick in for him. And you know, he was starting to fall for this young girl, and he had this song, Can We Talk? Beautiful beat. I love it, love it, love it, love it. But it's a question. So how about you listen to some Tevin Campbell, Can We Talk?
But you weren't the only cause, so was Hi, Marsh the car. The lady run into me, Marsh the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Shop early for Janae's Mixin'. Get all your school uniforms, neckties, socks, shorts, character towels, raincoats, umbrellas, colorful backpacks, underclothes, and tights. Mix and match four school shirts, pre-monogrammed or regular, and get one free. Yes, free. Mix and match two skirts, jumpers, or pants, and get the third one 50% off. Janae's COVID-19 Customer Recovery Assistance. Relaxed restrictions, allowing mix and match. WhatsApp 817-3295 or go online at www.janaes.com.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
What's up, girl?
He stood me up again.
Again?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's up with this guy? Do you really like him that much?
Yes, honey, I love him. He is fun. He does a lot of nice things for me.
I know he used to do nice stuff for you, but what has he done for you lately?
What have you done for me lately? What have you done for me lately? Listen, when I was in politics, some of my more seasoned colleagues used to tell me after I would convey to them experiences I would have. Let me tell you what this is real talk, folks. Real talk. You have some people in politics, like you could do the nth degree for them, nth degree. Find a job for the children, help find this for the house, help do that, help do the next thing, all during your term. Boy, in the last throes of your term, they needed you to do something for them, and the order was too tall. Boy, you know what you see here? You ain't never do nothing for me. Which my colleagues used to remind me, what that translated into is, you ain't doing nothing for me lately. And so if you're in politics, you could stack up the history books of deeds done. Sometimes for some people, that ain't enough, Jack, because they can be asking you just what Janet was asking in that song. Say, what have you done for me lately? And it just be like that. I mean, you could get upset, you could get angry. There's some people on the planet, again, they even ain't trying to be, they're not even trying to be malicious about it. They just doing them. That's the way it is. So when my son, Shivago Jr. was young, we used to get him to all these new Disney movies, and one of them, Vanessa Williams sang a song to, beautiful song, says Colors of the Wind. Y'all remember that? She asked a number of questions in that song. See if you can find them. Vanessa Williams, Colors of the Wind. Listen, in that song, a question is asked. Think the only people who are people are the people who look and think like you? Let me sing it, say it again. Think the only people who are people are the people who look and think like you. We know that over the years on our planet, we've had issues with this, not just whites' enslavement. Sometimes within Black communities, dark, bright-skinned people having those issues. Sometimes in the realm of politics, you think the people who are people are the people who look, wear red or yellow, green, and think like FNMPLPDNA, people who are Catholic, Anglicans, Baptist, Seventh-day, Assemblies of God, people who are, you know, think that only money matters, money don't matter, so forth and so forth. Only the rich matter, only the poor matter. No. You think the only people who are people are the people who look and think like you. You think beauty is only beauty because in your eyes, it looks a certain kind of way. You think good is only good because in your thinking, only when you say it's good is good. Well, let me tell you something. These songs, some of them can lay us right out in terms of checking our deepest philosophical underpinnings, cause us to check ourselves and know and understand. Listen, man, you're more than your body. Your body ain't nothing but the accumulation of biological material augmented by the food you eat over time. In your mind, in my mind, the accumulated thoughts we have in the world, thoughts we didn't develop our own selves, we derived them from the many things we were taught and calculated from those things, new things and thoughts. The genuine and legitimate essence of us is something entirely different. That's one of the reasons why, as you pass through this life and ask yourself some questions, there are some questions more important than others. And as I leave you today, trusting that you have a wonderful, beautiful weekend and enjoy Nahaja Black as she is up next, I have these questions that I'd like you to listen to, sang from by a very popular group that certainly had an impact on my thinkings on things. The Winans has a song, Questioneers. And I leave you with that. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
Questioneers. Question is, will I ever leave you? The answer is no.
No.
Oh, I love the Lord, for he's so dear to me. And oh, he died that I might be free. I was asked this question years ago,
and the answer is still no.
Now the question is, will I do his will? And it's at home late one night. Lord asked me, would I do his will? I told him yes.
Oh yeah. Yes. Oh yeah.
I'm presenting my body living sacrifice. And all I'm gonna do is the will of Christ. I was asked this question,
and the answer is yes.
Question is, when will Jesus return? I want you to know.
Soon.
Look at the crisis in Iran. Russia's already invaded Afghanistan. It's falling insane.
Soon.
It's coming soon. Jesus to return. For his returning, my heart does yearn. I will ask this question,
and the answer is real soon.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.